This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, heading into the weekend with my good buddy Mike Mahari. Michael, you are with the 10th Amendment Center with the other Michael. I like to joke about the two mics that you guys hosted a few weeks back. 10th Amendment Center special here when Jonathan Ebord and I were both not available. And I want to thank you verbally. For those of you who don't know Mike Mahari, he's awesome. Thank you for being here.
Well, you're awesome. And it's always a pleasure to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, yeah, Michael Bolden and I had a good time playing, fill-in co-host.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the awesomeness that people get from you because, you know, we're not professional radio hosts like you are. But
dude, you guys
we had
it.
A good time.
I love the two mics, you know. And of course, our love of liberty here is legendary. And, you know, nullification plays a role almost every day. I can throw it into the mix somehow. It's going to be thrown in the mix. And, of course, even when I do the hour with Jonathan Ebord, I find a way to talk about nullification. And, you know, Ebord, the constitutional attorney, taking on the bureaucratic oligarchy all the time here. And stand up for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Now, you know, the 10th Amendment Center is not only about one issue, except it is, right? What is the 10th Amendment all about? It's about, you know, saying, you know what? The federal government does not have the authorization, the authority to do what it's doing in just fill in the blanks here. We on the state level or on the personal level, the people have an obligation, not just a duty, but obligation, not just an option, but an obligation, in my opinion, to nullify that which is unconstitutional. We don't have to wait for the courts to rule on it. We don't have to wait for Congress to get its act in order. We don't have to wait for the president to go, oh, hey, we're violating the Constitution. This is about individual liberty, is it not?
Absolutely. And it's like you've said, it's one of my favorite quotes ever by anybody. Stop asking permission where none is required. And, you know, the federal government has very little power in reality. It was delegated, you know, 24, 25, 26 specific powers, depending on how you count them. And when it's doing all of this other stuff, it is acting outside of what people like to call the rule of law. And you're right. You know, James Madison said that we have a duty. We are duty bound to interpose when the federal government. He actually called it evil.
Yes.
And it really is, because it is encroaching upon our individual liberties.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we take it all the way from follow the Constitution, every issue, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, all the way down to what we like to call individual nullification. And that's just making decisions for ourselves, for what is best for our lives, what is best for our health, things that I know that you talk about all the time. And it's about personal sovereignty and not allowing a bunch of bureaucrats and busybodies in Washington, D.C. to dictate our lives.
But why don't we, Mike? Why don't we just wait for the courts to rule on it and then we can have our freedom back?
Well, I'm sure you've seen that, the meme of the skeleton that's sitting in the chair with all the cobwebs on.
Yes.
That's pretty much what you're going to get if you're going to wait for the federal courts to come along and grant you your freedom. You know, I joke all the time that, you know, it's absurd. It's not really a joke. It's a truth. Mm-hmm. It's absurd to think that these people who are politicians. They are employees of the federal government. They're paid by the federal government. They're educated by institutions that are beholden to the federal government. You know, they're appointed by other members of the federal government, and we expect them to limit the power of the federal government. I mean, it's an absurd equation, so to speak. And
but Mike, yeah. we have a culture, and I've said this you know, many times on the show and with Jonathan Emord, that over the course of 70, 80, 90, I don't know, the 20th century really did a turn away from individual liberty, where the federal government gained more and more power in violation of the limitations placed upon it by the very Constitution that they claim, you know, they're a party to. And, you know, this comes back from the FDR on forward, where we have now this nationalized socialistic system that has encroached upon what was, again, a very limited form of government. So we're talking generations now that have been, is inculcated the right word, in an idea that the government has an ability to do anything it wants, rule on its own behavior, and y'all just got to sit back and take it. Maybe you can vote the bums out and change something. That's about it.
Yeah, you know what I think is a positive, though, and we've really seen this over the last few years. I think the divisiveness in the political realm in some ways is a good thing, because it's making people realize that we're not going to find solutions from a centralized authority in Washington, D.C. We're just too different, and that's okay. It's cool to be different. And all of a sudden, we're starting to hear people who, you know, 4 or 5 years ago were making fun of us for being neo-Confederates and racist, mm-hmm. Suddenly embracing this idea of federalism. And by federalism, I mean devolving power away from the central authority to the states and allowing these individual political societies to move in their own directions. And, you know, we see it in issues like immigration and surveillance and, of course, the rapidly expanding nullification of federal marijuana prohibition. So we see it. Now, the problem is that a lot of these people that are on the left that are embracing this right now, as soon as their guy's in power again, then they'll go back to wanting the central authority. But yeah. I think there is some healthiness about this division. Mm-hmm. And I think we're peeling off people on the edges that are starting to realize, you know, maybe it's not such a good idea for people in California to impose their values on people in Kentucky and vice versa. And maybe we could all just get along by allowing these political societies to operate rather independently and just let the federal government do what it was supposed to do in the first place, which was very, very little.
Yet there are what we call authoritarians within the mainstream media that are arguing for supremacy of the centralized bureaucracy, the federal government, no matter what. That recently, that what's reared its ugly head again is accusations of those who support the 10th Amendment, nullification. They've accused us, as, once again, of being racist and somehow for slavery.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because I thought that had kind of gone away. You know, I hadn't really heard a lot about that in the last 2 or 3 years. The first couple of years that I worked with the 10th Amendment Center, we dealt with that, you know, it was like on a weekly basis. It'd be somebody trotting out John C. Calhoun and slavery. And of course, all of this is absurd if you even know the basics of American history. But yeah, suddenly it just popped back up again just recently with the new attorney general. I guess he's the interim attorney general, and he made some comments way back in like 2013 or even earlier than that he supported nullification. And I guess because he's associated with Trump, the mainstream media felt like that they had to attack this guy, and oh, that's an easy way. We'll make him out to be some kind of nullification kook. And the irony is, I don't think that this reporter or these reporters, it's more than one, I don't think they realize that they are actually supporting nullification things on individual issues while at the same time making fun of people who believe in nullification. You know, they need to take a step back and look in the mirror a little bit, because, you know, they might have the neo-Confederate hat on too.
Well, what is the example for those that are accusing those who believe in nullification, or this guy, because he's associated with the Trump administration, now acting attorney general, of supporting this concept, and then, of course, being painted with the brush of supporting racism and slavery? What is it that the political left, the same that are arguing this or making, I don't even call it arguments, they're just smearing you with words, where are they, could we call them out and go, well, you're actually a supporter of nullification?
Well, I think the biggest issue and the most successful nullification issue in modern times has been, as I mentioned earlier, the nullification of federal prohibition on marijuana. And that's typically been more of a left-wing issue. Certainly back in the 90s when it got going, it was a hard left mm-hmm. issue. And, you know, the federal government still to this day maintains a complete prohibition on marijuana. If you have CBD oil in your house, you are technically breaking federal law. You know, if you have medical marijuana, even if you live in a state that has legalized it, you're breaking federal law. And yet the federal government can't enforce its own laws because all of these states have said no. We have now 33 states that have legalized medical marijuana. So, you know, we're getting pretty close to a majority. Well, we're past
the
majority.
And, yeah. And the irony here is that the District of Columbia itself has also made weed legal, so to speak. And,
right, which is even funnier because, I mean, they don't even technically have the authority constitutionally to nullify, and they still did it.
it's
so good for them.
Yeah. By the way, those of you listening around the world, I know we got a lot of listeners in the United Kingdom. We have listeners in Europe, on the continent, as it's called, out there in Asia and Australia, everywhere. And, you know, the United States government is very unique in that it looked around the history that our founding fathers knew about, and they said, you know, how do we maximize individual liberty? How do we protect liberty as opposed to, you know, have another king, a queen, an emperor, something that would, you know, basically dominate and claim sovereignty for itself, and then the people are just minions, peons, or subjects, right? And this is something that this concept of federalism that Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center referenced earlier in our discussion talks about the unique relationship between those who entered a compact, although no one is alive today unless you believe in reincarnation, that was there when it started, that you had the people come together in the states, which were individual, you know, governments, sovereign governments of their own right, come together and say, hey, let's have a federal government, but let's make the duties and responsibilities very few and very limited, and that the vast majority of things would happen on a state and a local level. But that was turned on its head primarily in the 20th century. Some could argue to some degree after the so-called Civil War, when Lincoln was president, to preserve the Union, certain sacrifices were made. So there's history there that I know the 10th Amendment Center has written about and has had guest lecturers and authors come in and write about over the years, too.
Yeah, absolutely. For folks that are across the pond, so to speak, you might think of it almost like the relationship between the various countries in the EU.
Ooh,
you know, that was really kind of the yeah.
Mike, hold on to that thought. We're on a break. This is really good. I love that. Let's reference that. What's going on with Brexit? How it relates to some degree of what we did as a country all those years ago when we founded, and what the intention is there. We'll be right back with more Powerful Healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center, my special guest.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show heading into the weekend. How do we bring the power to heal, even politically, back to you? It's not something I can do for you. It's not something Mike Mahari or the 10th Amendment Center can do for you. But the message is you can do for yourself and obligated to do for yourself to stand up for that liberty, which is yours by virtue of your very birth. And that's a big part of why the 10th Amendment Center is like family to me, and the people in it involved in it, and all of those that have presented over the years and written. And you know, we were talking, Mike Mahari, about the origin, the concept of the government, the relationship to the people in the states, so from a federal perspective here in America, and how that might have a contemporary, let's say a modern example with the EU, England, United Kingdom, and Brexit.
Yeah, so what I was kind of driving at was the relationship between the states and the federal government in the United States, I think is probably not a perfect analogy, but similar to the relationship between a country like England or Germany and the EU. You know, the countries still maintain their sovereignty, but they've given certain powers over to the EU, you know, particularly economic and trade. So Brexit, the British, the United Kingdom, exiting the EU was somewhat analogous to states like South Carolina and Virginia that wanted to exit from the federal union. The difference is that Lincoln decided that he was going to go to war and make sure that the states stayed within what was originally a voluntary union of independent states. So, you know, imagine if the EU went to war against England. That would be kind of analogous to what Lincoln did during the, I prefer to call it the war between the states.
Yeah, we've also heard about the war of northern aggression. But if you don't say it the way they write it in the history books today, you're considered, once again, racist and pro-slavery, which,
right.
You know, the irony, of course, if you go into the history of the so-called Civil War, it wasn't necessarily fought over slavery at all.
No, and it's really interesting when you get into the issue of nullification, which we were talking about earlier, you know, this idea that, that states and localities and even individuals have the authority to resist and ignore unconstitutional federal actions. Nullification never had anything at all to do with slavery in the sense that people think of it. It was actually used by northern states in the years leading up to the Civil War to nullify the Fugitive Slave Act. So it was actually anti-slavery people using nullification to block federal enforcement of laws that were forcing runaway slaves to go back into the South into bondage. So, you know, if you really want to look at it that way, I guess the anti-nullifiers are the racists, right?
Now, clear this up for me and the audience. Were the Fugitive Slave Act, or the Fugitive Slave Act, the idea that the northern states would have to capture and return fugitive slaves that had escaped the southern plantations or whatever, was that a federal law, or was it the was this something that only South Carolina and the southern states wanted? You know, I just clarify that.
Yeah, it was a federal law. It was passed by Congress. There were actually a couple different versions of it. The worst was the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, and I say it's one of the most draconian laws ever passed by the U.S. Congress, because it effectively took away all due process. So if you were a black person wandering around in Michigan, some slave catcher could come up and accuse you of being a runaway slave, even if you weren't, and you had no right to a jury trial. You had no right to defend yourself. You didn't even have the right to testify in your own defense. Basically, it was the word of the slave catcher. And the laws also forced people in the North to assist with slave rendition if they were asked to. It made it a federal crime to assist in an escaped slave. So Harriet Tubman was a federal lawbreaker in everything that she was doing. And this was passed by Congress. This was not, you know, something that the southern states made up. Of course, they wanted it, but the rest of the Congress went along. And, you know, it goes to a broader point that the entire federal system was designed to support slavery. It wasn't just the South.
Right. And again, hopefully to drive this point home for all of y'all, if you know any of these yahoos in the mainstream media that are accusing people that are for the 10th Amendment and nullification of being racist and pro-slavery, again, the point being made here is that the movement from the northern states to nullify that federal Fugitive Slave Act was a process of embracing the concept that the states and the people were superior to the federal government. Not in violation of the Supremacy Clause, but recognizing that the Supremacy Clause only works when the federal government makes laws in pursuance of the, or with the Constitution itself.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem with the Fugitive Slave Act is like I said, it denied due process. So you could be accused and effectively punished without having any type of trial or any type of due process. So it was a violation of the Fifth Amendment pretty clearly, and that's the argument that northern lawyers made. So therefore, they felt like they were under no obligation to follow that. And, you know,
Hold that thought. Law aside, we're going to go into more reasons for nullification and more actual nullification occurring in these United States in 2018. For those of you listening live, we'll be right back with Mike Mahari after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations. In a written response, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said there would be more decorum at the White House and some rules and regulations would be put into place. President Trump explains what she meant by decorum.
You can't take three questions and four questions and just stand up and not sit down. Decorum. You have to practice decorum.
And if not followed, what can we expect?
I've instructed my people, when they're not treated properly, you have the right to just leave.
Republican Brian Kemp will be the next governor of Georgia, with Democrat Stacey Abrams conceding following a bitter 10-day battle since the election last week. Without proof, Abrams accused Kemp, former Secretary of State, of voter suppression and fraud. Abrams also indicated that she would be filing a lawsuit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Superdon at robertscottbell.com. Linking through to Mike Mahari and all of his amazing writings. And, of course, he does some presentations on video with Michael Bolden, our good buddy, as well. And I would urge all of my listeners, if you're not already a part of the 10th Amendment Center, you can sign up at the very least for email alerts and updates, but even better, be a supporting member of the 10th Amendment Center and all of their good works, and you'll recognize that you're going to be doing the right thing on so many levels, not just politically, but morally or ethically, depending on your viewpoint. And this gets right back into the kind of the wrap of our discussion of how the pro-slavery forces were against nullification, those who were against slavery in the Fugitive Slave Act were actually nullifying federal, let's say, mandates that were unconstitutional based on, again, not just the Constitution, but, you know, you want to take this into morality, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. The Northern lawyers did make a constitutional argument that the Fugitive Slave Acts were unconstitutional, and I think they were on solid legal ground. But even if they weren't, I think that, you know, there comes a point when our morals and our ethics trump man-made law. And I think clearly when you're looking at a situation where somebody is in slavery, you know, you do everything you can to help that person, regardless of what the law is. And in that case, nullification would have been justified, even if there wasn't a constitutional justification for it. And I get a little frustrated with people who are so, you know, rule of law, where they forget morality and ethics and individual sovereignty. I think those are always important things to hold at the highest level. And, you know, this is all kind of weird coming from the mouth of a racist, isn't it?
Yeah, who is this guy, right? Well, Mike, again, I'm with you here. And the idea of law, when you say rule of law, I mean, I acknowledge that law, just like our founder said, the law of God or nature's God, right? This is a law that supersedes man's concepts that have, you know, completely been corruptible since time immemorial. I mean, we are fallible. We are subject to whims and emotions and wide swings, or, you know, a lack of what we call a true north towards morality, if you will. And so there's a point where you're obligated to say, you know what, I can't stand for that anymore, and I will help. Like, you know, we talk about rounding up the Jews, gypsies, and gays in Nazi Germany. You know, they were violating the law in Germany, but. And I don't think they had the ability to nullify it according to their own constitution, but they did it because it was the right thing to do. And this is the concept that goes deeper than even what we have as a written constitution.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, at the end of the day, the American political system was founded on this concept of natural rights. Mm-hmm. And so we're fortunate in that way that at least as written, the Constitution, by and large, respects our individual sovereignty and our natural rights in so much as a government can do such a thing. So that's the beauty of having a limited central authority. It gives us space to organize in our own political societies. And that's really the essence of what we're doing at the 10th Amendment Center. We're pushing towards a decentralization, which was the original conception of the American system. And I think a better way to organize society, instead of having these politicians in Washington, D.C. dictating everything for over 300 million people, we split things down, we devolve power to our state and local governments, and I think, as I mentioned in an earlier segment, we have a better chance of all getting along and not having this, you know, the second civil war that some people are talking about.
Yeah, that is a real issue, folks. I want you to pay attention to this, because there are ways to avert that if we come back to our senses and then begin to acknowledge the rights that we each have by virtue of our birth. And yes, we are different. All of us are different, but it is in our own best interest to get along with one another. When you have an enlarged centralized bureaucracy, or even going beyond that, a global bureaucracy, trying to dictate what should or should not happen, the people are then, you know, thrown into disarray. They're manipulated into hating one another, as we see a lot with the artificial divide between left and right. And I say artificial because a lot of it is just made up and programmed, and people aren't having their own thoughts anymore. And there are a lot of reasons from a health perspective that we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And for those of you who tune into the show because of health, freedom, and healing liberty, you know, there are other things that we, in concepts of nullification, we can apply regarding FDA, regarding the ability to drink milk as it's been consumed since the dawn of whenever we were drinking milk. It was raw. We call it real milk. And you have another article in addition to the mainstream media still stupid on nullification, which we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The 10th Amendment Center and Mike Mahari have another article here. We are referencing Texas bill would expand raw milk sales in the state, set foundation to nullify federal prohibition scheme. What's going on here, Mike?
Yeah, so this is one of the early pre-filed bills. We're getting close to what we call at the 10th Amendment Center nullification season, which is just a fun way of describing the state legislative sessions that generally run from January through April, some May. few states have year-round legislatures, but most of them do all of their work during that time frame. And so this is a bill that was introduced in Texas, and it follows along the lines of a number of bills we've seen introduced in several states to loosen raw milk sales at the state level. And, of course, this is good state level, for, you know, in the first place. And this Texas bill in particular would allow limited retail sales. Right now it's only allowed on the farm where the milk is produced. So it will give people more options. It'll open up the market for raw milk. The way that this gets at the FDA and actually nullifies a certain, at least a plan that the FDA has expressed interest in implementing, is the FDA would like to ban raw milk completely. It already bans it from being imported or moved across state lines under the auspices of the Commerce Clause, the power to regulate interstate commerce. But it has also made numerous statements where it says we have the authority to ban raw milk completely. Well, they're not going to be able to do that if raw milk markets are already up and running and exist at the state level. It'll be just like what we've seen with marijuana and hemp. Once the markets develop, it's almost impossible for the federal government to impose its will, especially if the state is not enforcing the law. So it's very important for states to legalize raw milk. They need to legalize it completely. I mean, obviously, this Texas bill is not as far as we would like for it to go, but it's definitely a good step forward. And we would like to see all states legalize raw milk sales, and then the FDA can go jump in the proverbial lake.
Yes, and I see this as planting seeds for these the future expansion of this concept of nullification on the state level, because I think one of the greatest things that could be done on the state level is to absolutely kick the FDA out. Just kick them out, nullify them altogether, allow the people to heal however they want to with whatever substance, even if it's not, maybe especially if it's not approved by what I call the Fear and Death Administration. And that's something that hasn't really taken hold, even though the raw milk thing kind of lends itself. You can start seeing it's like, wow, could we stop the FDA from prohibiting our people from knowing that an herb can reverse cancer or a mineral can reverse cancer? Right? This would be an amazing thing. Can you imagine the American people not only having access to information like this, but being able to act on it without worrying that the FDA is going to raid their health food store and shut them down?
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, one place that we are seeing some really good progress in this area is up in Maine, where there is a very vibrant food sovereignty movement. And they actually passed a state law, I believe, I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, that allows localities to effectively ignore state regulation of their food that is produced within that community. So basically, if you live on a farm, it got rid of these burdensome state laws that would require you to jump through hoops in order to, you know, sell your apple pie to your neighbor.
Yes.
And again, it works in the same way. If the state isn't enforcing those laws, then it becomes more difficult for the federal government to enforce, because they don't have the authority. They don't have the personnel and the resources to do it. They claim the authority, but you can claim all you want to. If you don't practically have the ability to do it, then it doesn't get done. So, you know, it's a really neat thing to see what's going on up in Maine. And there's like 46 different local governments that have embraced these local food sovereignty type of ordinances. And, you know, that was partly brought into existence because the state said, you know what, we're going to let them do it. And so I think this is a positive step. We need to see more of this. And as people see it successful, as people see the world doesn't come to an end, you know, people aren't dying in the streets, when people are actually more healthy, more happy, they're able to access more local foods, more wholesome foods, organic foods. When people see that, those markets will begin to grow, and it'll make it more and more difficult for the federal government or for anybody else to interfere with it. And that's really what we want.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And again, these local food sovereignty movements, initially, it's a process of nullifying state-level ordinances or state-level bans, if you will, on certain things. So that nullification concept getting ever more local. And, of course, eventually the state goes, well, I think the people in our state want this. We can't fight it anymore. So I don't think it was at the state level that this happened. Just like at the federal level, they're not thrilled about nullification on the state. But this is how it happens, by localizing, decentralizing, that you have more control over your own life locally, minimizing the impact of government, just as our founding fathers intended. If you read all of their writings and the history as to why they established this Republican form of government that has long since been lost for the most part. So I'm really thrilled about this. And I think that, you know, look at what happened in Kansas City recently. I covered on the air this earlier in the week that a local group had prepared food for the homeless and the hungry. And the local public health department in Kansas City came and poured bleach. I kid you not, poured bleach over all of the food so it could not be given to the homeless.
That's healthy,
people.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the health department that's making it so people can't eat. That's just brilliant.
No, you can't make this stuff up.
No.
You're like, whoa, what's going on here? It's like the government's impeding the ability of people to give of themselves, their time,
right,
their energy, their money, the love that they have. That's true charity. And, of course, the government on so many levels has basically said charity is our job. And, of course, charity at the force of a gun is no charity at all. So we need to move back to this concept. And I love that it's happening. And absurd things like that, keep them coming, government, because it's only going to, you know, end your reign sooner.
Absolutely. And, you know, this goes to the, I think, the bottom line fundamental message. Really, it's up to us. You know, we can't count on politicians to make us more free. We have to take that first step. We've seen how local action can impact state action, how in-state action can impact national action, but it all starts with individuals. It all starts with individuals saying, you know what? I want to be in control of my own life.
Yep.
I want to make these decisions for myself. And then stepping out and doing it and taking advantage of the opportunities when they're there. And, you know, we're all sovereign individuals, and we need to make these decisions for ourselves. And this is a change of mindset that we need.
Is.
We need to be nullifiers.
Yes.
You know, some of those abolitionists back in the day, they claimed that title. They say, yes,
no.
I am a nullifier. We need to do that.
We do. Mike Mahari, my friend, thank you so much. Bless you. I just love you dearly. And I appreciate the time spent today on nullification. The power to nullify is yours.
Amen.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
We don't do a lot of banjo picking around here, Super Don. That was a throwback, real throwback.
Definitely, definitely, yeah. Listen, country music is something that I listened to and I heard as I was growing up because my dad was a fan of country music. But this particular show, you didn't mind it so much, even if you didn't like country music, because it was just kind of a fun show. Right. We're talking about Hee Haw.
Yeah, and Roy Clark, you know, that you heard was one of the co-hosts there. And I remember seeing Roy Clark picking the banjo, right? I'd never really seen that.
He was the banjo guy. He did play guitar too, he quite often was the banjo playing counterpart to the guitar.
Incredible talent. And, you know, going back to my youth, my real youth, like the first 6 years of my life or so, I was a New Yorker. I was a New Yorker, right? So we were, and I remember the prejudice against Southerners. Now, I grew up, became an honorary Southerner because we grew up 30 years in Georgia. I did, but being a New Yorker, you look on you, they make fun of the Hicks, right? The Southerners.
Right.
And so I, of course, became one and appreciate that. And I won't say I resented it, but it annoys me. You know, the hoity-toity Northeasterners, like we've talked about the Bostonites, that, you know, they look at people that have never been out of Boston and New York as like, well, they've never been out of it. But anyway, Hee Haw was, you're right, enjoyed by a lot of folks. And Roy Clark just passed away. What was he, 85 or something?
85, yeah.
Yeah. And to get an idea of the kind of music and the musicianship that he was involved in, do you have anything that we could play for the audience today to listen?
Hee Haw, I mean, if you know, you can find the reruns and stuff on the internet and stuff like that. It was music, but it was also humor, kind of a variety thing. And they'd have these sketches and these skits that they would do. And one of them was called Pickin' and Grinnin', where they would sit down and usually they had some kind of celebrity. They had somewhere, they had like, I remember one I saw had Joe Frazier, right, on this show. Mm-hmm. And they would, like, crack these, like, one-liners and these puns and these jokes. And this particular one, here's a good example of, like, some of the humor that they had on the show.
You know, Roy, I've been gaining a little weight. What do you think I'll do about it?
Well, I think you ought to take up karate.
Yeah, well, will that help me lose weight?
No, but at least nobody will call you fat, so.
You know, it was kind of the innocent humor, obviously, then. I mean, very family-oriented and silly. But, yeah, I remember that segment they play, and then they do a little this, and then they play some more. And, again, it's a throwback. You know, you don't see that often anymore.
Yeah, it's not something that probably would appeal to, you know, the new generation here, because they'd just be like, oh, God, ha, 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 that was right. Dumb. But you know, it was innocent, you know?
Yeah, I said even Michael Jackson was a fan of Hee Haw, if you remember. You know, Hee Haw, he used that sound in one of his songs. Do you remember? I think it was it Wanna Get Started Something? I think there in that song, there's a point where you hear him say, Hee Haw. So it was a cultural phenomenon for everybody at that point in time when there were only like three channels. Wait, there was a fourth. There was PBS. That's where we watched our Sesame Street all those years ago.
And you did have UHF, too. Don't forget about that.
Right? Oh, right. Didn't Weird Al Yankovic do a movie based on that?
He did a movie called UHF, yeah.
Yeah, so for those of you not knowing a time prior to having 180 channels,
If you're the younger generation, you have no idea what we're talking about right now.
It came in, and it was snowy because you had a special antenna to get the UHF. Again, people don't know this stuff. This is going back to a whole different era. Listen, I want to thank Mike Mahari for being on board today in the 10th Amendment Center. Go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com. I want to remind you as well, get some of the Whole Tones for Christmas, the Whole Tones to Sleep, the entire Whole Tones catalog. Here available on the Robert Scott Bell Show, linked up. You use the code RSB20, you'll get 20% off. Thanks thank you to Michael Terrell at Whole Tones, as well as, of course, the special deals for our listeners. If you didn't get the Echo Machine yet, you can go to Synergy Science, you go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook. Our friends at CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com. We'll get you plugged in there. Also say a shout out to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. You can get your 100% whole food supplements available to you 24/7 because you can order online. So with that, Super D, I'll take a day off. You're not, but regardless, great week of broadcast, y'all. Go back to the archives, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. And, of course, Brighteon, as well as YouTube. Even when we're doing a static image, it's on YouTube. We haven't been banned yet. Fingers crossed, knock on wood. We'll keep going. And with that, Super D, thanks for all you do. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. Hear you. You can do it if you try.